Welcome to the 20% True Podcast, Season 3, the Chicago Center for Supernatural Support, Episode 12, Finale. I'm Carolyn Rahman. August Green. If you're reading this, it's because you have lycanthropy. It's a completely treatable illness, and you'll be able to lead a completely normal life 98% of the time. However, that remaining 2%, you will need to take precautions. Now, what is lycanthropy? Just kidding. You know more about it than I do, and I made the welcome video. Did you have to watch the welcome video? If you did, I'll tell you what I tell everyone. I'm sorry you had to see that. I don't know what was up with my hair that day. I have to tell you, we're all a little excited to give someone the welcome who already knows what's going on. We've been talking all week about how we need to show you where to sit to get served the first pancakes on months when you're super hungry, or that we'll have to warn you about nail polish. Don't wear nail polish. Usually we don't have time for those kinds of warnings. We worry about information overload, and anything on top of, "No, really, you're honest to God a werewolf," is just too much. You're ahead of the game. And you already know that you can trust us, and we're going to take good care of you. We're going to take great care of you, August. You're our leader forever. Love, Darcy. Dear August, I'm so sorry this happened to you. I don't have words to express both my condolences and how grateful I am for your dedication toward keeping us safe, for your dedication toward keeping the world at large safe. I can't name a single person who is stronger than you. With that strength, I'm sure you will navigate the coming months, not with ease, but with courage and integrity. Hold your head high. We're all behind you. Love, Bailey. Hey, August! Welcome to the pack for real, girl!
She said to give you some advice, so... Okay, advice. Advice.
Oh, don't drink too much right before the shift. You don't want a full bladder.
Trust me. And don't go to an amusement park the day after. Take it easy for, 2 days.
If you need anything, hit me up. Toe Zone.
Dear August, God, this sucks. I don't really know what to say. I've started this letter 3 times, and every time I just put my foot in my mouth and say things that aren't helpful. I just end up talking about myself. I'm starting to realize I do that a lot. Every time, I had to reel it back in, because even though our situations are exactly the same, they're also completely different.
Can you talk to Regina? Or would that be inappropriate? Maybe she can recommend someone. You could conference call with someone from Idaho Falls, or take a trip out there for a little bit. Like a retreat. I hear it's not as bad as you think. They have a bunch of hiking and stuff. As far as I'm concerned, you're welcome in group anytime. Don't tell anyone, but it's not that bad. Sometimes it's even helpful. No, it is helpful.
This place that you've made helps people. Even bitter people like me. You make a difference, and we're beyond lucky to have you. You don't deserve this, but if anyone can get through it, it's you. Love, Jasmine. Dear August, I'm sorry. 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 August. So, good news and bad news, right? The bad news is, well, you know the bad news. There's no point in rubbing it in. This isn't how you pictured your life. You're afraid to lose control of yourself. You're worried about hurting people. You feel like you're a monster, like you're unworthy. Not to dismiss your pain, but we've all felt that. We get it. We can help you get through it. We can sympathize and support. You're really lucky to be with a good group of people. The best group of people, I would say. The good news is that you're going to skip over the fear most of us felt. Not knowing what's happening. Not sure what to expect. Not knowing if the center is legitimate or if anyone is going to be able to keep you safe. You know it, and knowing is half the battle. Right? I know you're probably angry. Angry this happened. I was so mad for so long at the guy who bit me. I've never even met him, and I hated him. I hated him even though I realized that he was probably doing the best he could. He drove himself out into the wilderness where there wasn't a soul within 100 miles. He was sort of being responsible. I was the one dumb enough to go hiking into his territory. I wonder if he even knows he bit someone. Sometimes I wonder if he died when we went over that cliff. We went over a cliff into the ocean. Have I ever told you that? Sometimes I wonder who he was. If he had friends or family. If he liked the outdoors when he wasn't a wolf. I wonder what he did for a living and if he liked it. I wonder if he was a jerk who I can deservedly be mad at. I wonder how angry he was. But anyway, the point is, even though I knew he'd tried to protect people and that he didn't want to hurt anyone, I was still angry. Maybe the rational explanation made me more angry. Because I was having all these conflicting emotions, trying to find forgiveness in a crappy situation. Trying to give someone who'd ruined my life the benefit of the doubt. It's okay to be mad. But, real talk. It's not going to be okay to direct that anger towards Josh. He's already beating himself up about it, and I'm worried that something's going to push him over some sort of cliff of his own. I'm saying this to you as director of the center. Josh is a kid. It wasn't his fault. I know that doesn't make your situation any less awful, and like I said, I know you're probably torn up, not knowing how to feel. But you have to direct that away from the kid. We can keep you apart if we need to, but I protect my pack, and that kid's my pack. And you're my pack too. So I'm telling you, as Chicago's newest werewolf, don't bottle it up completely. You should talk about this with someone. You can talk to any of us. Me, Darcy, Bailey or Jasmine, Todd or Trish. Anybody but Josh. That's my advice to you. It gets easier. Every time, it gets easier. I know someone else who's a great listener too. He's got loads of experience listening to werewolves bemoan their circumstances. I'm gifting him to you. I'm an old pro with this, so I don't need my own personal support guy anymore. I've kind of graduated. No big deal. So he can be your own personal support guy. He's real good at it. Highly recommend. So, relax. Take a step back. Let the support staff take charge. Let them take care of you for a change. Love ya, Derek. The 20% True podcast is written and produced by me, Carolyn Rahman. Music, including what you're listening to right now, is composed by Kamiku. I'd like to thank Ariane Mandel and the Fictioneers, Meg Curry, Susan Levi, Holly Smurthwaite, Danny Hayden, and Rachel Reed. And I'd like to thank you, my wonderful listeners. Thank you so much for supporting the show, for listening and reviewing and talking to your friends about it. If you like the show but you haven't done any of that, you know, you could tell a friend or rate and review on iTunes. You can follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/20percenttrue. You can also check out my website, 20percenttrue.blogspot.com, for updates, thoughts on writing, and book reviews. Or follow me on Twitter at Carrie and the Hits. Thanks for listening.